hello.
Oh, Mum, it's me.
Right, hello, Craig.
Listen, I'm in at the council now across the road. I came down to see you in the pub, but I'd nipped in to see about this parking space for you. And I've got a guy here, he's babbling on something about the garage space and all that, and he says that they contacted you or something about this garage, about something to do with the land it's built on or something.
Oh, that's news to me.
I don't know, do you want to speak to him, see what he says?
Aye, yeah, certainly.
In fact, do you know what, put my dad on, he'll probably understand
that. Right, I'll speak to you. Right, here's your dad.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Young.
Yes, speaking.
Hello, Council George here. Thank you for talking to us, sir. I believe your son's explained everything to you about the garage, haven't it, come down?
To come down?
Yes, sir.
But see, we bought the house with the garage.
Yeah, but you don't actually own that property, sir. That's that land and where the garage is actually owned by the council, which I'm sure you know.
We've been in there nearly, my wife's brother was in the house.
Your wife's brother?
Mother.
Oh, mother. Okay.
And she bought it, and it seems it was an ex-councillor that had the house before her.
Would this man still be in the council? Would I be able to track this man down just now, sir?
Unless you've got the contacts up in heaven.
Right. Sadly passed away, has he, sir?
Yes.
Convenient, and sir, if you don't mind me saying. The guy that used to own the house that has all the details is no longer with us.
My wife's brother bought the house after he passed on.
We've already discussed this with Mrs. Grace Young, sir. She's clearly chosen to ignore the whole situation.
Uh-huh.
Look, I've been doing this 25 years, man and boy. I know what's going on here.
Excuse me, I've only been in the house 2 years.
You and that Grace Young are at it. And if you say she's there, I'd like to speak to her as well, because she is a liar.
Send us a letter. Take it to court. Listen. I'll see you later.
That you were told and you're a liar.
I'm a liar. Did you get his name? Aye, I'm just coming over there.
No, don't come here, Mum. This guy, I'm dealing with this guy. I'm going to end up getting to jail here. I've been arguing with him. Stay in the pub now.
Oh, but he's not calling me a liar, Craig. I'm coming over. How dare he? Have you got his name?
It's a guy, George Bowman.
George Foreman?
Bowman. No, George Foreman's a grill. You need to speak to this guy again. Get him to tell.
There is no way he ever had a conversation with me, Craig.
They're wanting to follow the garage down and charge you for it.
Aye?
Hold on, I'll pass you.
Should all be in the jail as far as I'm concerned. Hello?
Where did you get the idea that you had a conversation with me?
You have applied for a car parking permit, is that right?
I did, yes.
You did?
And it was refused.
It was refused because you had a garage?
That's correct.
On further investigation, Mrs. Young, it turns out that that garage is not actually your property.
You're at it.
Nobody's at it. The only people that are at it are you, your husband, and your awkward son here who's sitting here causing trouble, and he's lucky I've not phoned the police.
Well, I'll be phoning the police and you.
That garage has got to come down, Mrs. Young.
Aye, so it has.
And the council will be building on it. Your liar husband happened to say to me that it was...
Don't you dare call my husband a liar.
How dare that man try and blame one of my fellow colleagues who's sadly no longer with us?
I'll tell you what, you get in contact with McKinley and lawyers across Affoli Street. You do that.
Do you
and
know
if it turns out it's George Bowie, I'm coming to punch your lights out.
Do you know what? I'm going to pull this garage down right now. Here it comes.
You're not.
Your garage is gone. Why don't I put Craig back on, who's got you both on? I guess it's a double. Make your dad mad and make your mum mad.
I don't believe it.
Which is pretty good. Craig, well played. Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you for being such a great sport, Grace. Lovely speaking to you. See you soon.
Bye, thank you.
Take care,
bye.
Grace.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yes.